Welcome to our 90th year serving Central Virginia. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV. AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
With last night's release of the video showing five police officers beating a suspect, Tyree Nichols, who then died of his injuries 2 days later, the Charlottesville, Albemarle County, and University of Virginia Police Departments released a joint statement. We are profoundly saddened by the actions that led to the untimely, senseless, and brutal death of Tyree Nichols at the hands of five former members of the Memphis Police Department. It goes on to say, the work our officers do every day matters in the lives of others. We must set out to do good, act with measured restraint, honor our commitment to the constitutional principles that guide our work, and to always, always respect the sanctity of human life. Governor Glenn Youngkin issued this statement himself. The hearts of Virginians and our entire nation ache tonight as we struggle with the horrible events in Memphis and grieve for Tyree Nichols and his family. As we process these events, I ask those exercising their First Amendment rights to do so peacefully, and we will ensure Virginians' First Amendment rights as we prioritize and protect the safety of the Commonwealth and all Virginians. The House of Delegates has passed some election integrity bills this week.
Delegates voted along party lines as expected to ban ballot drop boxes and shorten the period for voting early in person down to 2 weeks. Both bills will likely meet a swift end in the Democratic-controlled Virginia Senate. The big political debate boiling down to whether adding restrictions and time limits prevents fraudulent voting or if it's meant to make voting difficult for certain groups.
21 students from Albemarle County Schools will begin gathering this week in competition to find spots in the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. At 6 p.m. on the 31st, elementary school students will be at the county office building. Then on February 1st, spellers from the middle school will be at Albemarle High School for their competition, with the final competition March 3rd at Albemarle High School. If you want to be part of the team helping to bring school choice to Virginia, Americans for Prosperity, as part of their role in the Virginia Education Opportunity Alliance, will be holding a grassroots training event on Saturday. Flint Engelman from the Skyline Council was on WCHV Radio this week and explained what's going on.
Here in Charlottesville, this Saturday at the English Inn, from 10 to 2, it's a free event. This is to really give folks a deeper dive into what education choice can be like in Virginia. 540-226-4591.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast is next on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Charlottesville. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, a mild day today with a mix of sunshine and clouds and high temperatures in the middle 50s. Partly cloudy, middle 30s overnight tonight, then turning mostly cloudy on Sunday with highs in the lower 50s. Some showers Sunday afternoon and evening carrying into early Monday morning. Rest of Monday partly cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 50s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.